Breathing easier this April with essential oils promotions. This weekend's oily tip. Have no fear, essential oils for the spring are here. This week I was powerfully swayed off my hormonal rants on the balancing effects of essential oils for endocrine health. Spring has sprung in the Northeast and the sniffles and sneezes of pollen sufferers and hay fever haters is deafening. I realized that I just assumed everyone knew that this month's promotional items that are available with qualifying orders could help alleviate some of their seasonal symptom woes. Then I remembered what Mama taught me about assumptions. They aren't good. This is why I had to jump off my evidence-based soapbox in defense of fennel's name and explore the topic of spring allergies. This was for the good of all my readers and the cloggy noses of those afflicted. A dirty little secret connection to lung woes. The increase in respiratory aggravations that experts are predicting isn't just linked to climate change and warmer temperatures. In my Healing Health and Wellness blog, I discussed various factors that are related to this increase in allergies. One of the most overlooked overload on our immune systems is the excess burden of our toxic world and exposure to everyday chemicals. These are the dirty little secret contributors to unwanted lung and sinus symptoms. The good news is that we can decrease our total toxic load with more earth-friendly and sustainable products to chill out our immune system and put a stop to those coughs. I also provided additional resources to help clean up your home and house in a link I provided. Of course, addressing lifestyle factors, digestive and microbiome health, mitochondrial function, circulation hormones, and body structure alignment are all also important factors that will lead to less issues. The hip bone is connected to the leg bone, and the lung is connected to the gut. In my homepage blog, I continued with some background information on allergies and the importance of the gut-lung axis for respiratory health. Yes, your digestive tract is a big player in the immune response and home to those beloved microbes. How the heck can you calm down an immune system with an inflamed, angry gut, then? For those who want to geek out on the mechanisms, these are very good reads. Regulation of lung immunity and host defense by the intestinal microbiota, gut-lung axis, the microbial contributions and clinical implications, desired turbulence, gut-lung axis, immunity, and lung cancer, my favorite, the gut-lung axis and respiratory disease. After my brief review, I then headed straight to some solutions with this month's promos. Essential oil solutions to the sniffles, sneezes, and other unwelcome spring symptoms. Now, let's review these wellness answers to our undesirable excess respiratory secretions. I'll add a few bonuses so that you or someone you know can start breathing easier ASAP. Wait, stop and listen to this reminder, please. Please read the safety and general user guidelines if you are new to essential oils first. Find them on my database in a summary of resources within the article I linked. Okay, here's a link. Fennel oil, one of my favorites for respiratory, digestive, and hormonal support. I like to put a toothpick amount of this oil in my cooked veggies. I also have been known to suggest applying one drop in a carrier oil over the belly, lungs, or feet. Basil oil, actually this is one of my go-to oils for mental fatigue and cloggy heads, along with rosemary oil. It is also supportive to the gut and respiratory system and may help balance hormones. I like to inhale this oil with opening the bottle and placing one drop on my hands. I also use it similarly to fennel oil. Tea tree oil. This essential oil is great for decreasing the body burden of critters and for using DIY recipes to replace toxic chemicals. Both of these factors take the total load off your immune system. Dilute tea tree oil and carrier oil and apply one drop on your feet, the least delicate area of skin. It will still be absorbed in your system. Allerzyme. This is my favorite this month because it combines gut and respiratory support oils in a capsule with digestive enzymes. The result is you may help your cute little belly to digest foods and prevent fermentation of proteins that could aggravate allergies. Non-toxic dryer balls. Those dryer sheets are not good. Calm the body and mind with dryer balls. Place a drop or two of your favorite essential oil on them and pop them in the dryer. Now your clothes smell like health. If you want the references for all that I stated above, you can get them on the original blog link. Bonuses. Take care of the gut-lung axis with Life 5. Consider blends such as RC, Raven, and other immune supports I discussed in the link. Please share your comments and experiences on my blog, and happy oiling!